You're listening to DraftKings Network.
You sure?
No.
Don't know how to pick them.
Yeah, I got a little bit of twang there.
It took me a while to be like, did that even make sense?
It didn't. Welcome to Oddball. I'm Amino Hassan in New York City with the one and only Charlotte Wilder. We got a great show for you guys today. Peyton Pritchard ain't taking no mess when it comes to Luke Kornet. You hear? We're going to talk about that. Also,
what?
Coach Mike Brown thinks we're not talking enough about Domantas Sabonis. Should we be talking more? Should he be in the mythical MVP conversation? We'll get to that. And also, another edition of Bet the Show, but first, Charlotte. Oh, my God. Minnesota, the land of 1,000 lakes, or 10,000 lakes, and 10,000 news stories this week.
What? This is a gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, man, I hope it never ends. I hope we get something else tomorrow. So, all right, quick update. Yesterday, we did a whole thing about how their financing for Mark Laurie and Alex Rodriguez to buy the team had fallen through because the league had rejected them because of some stuff that was in conflict with their institutional yada, yada, yadas. Nobody cares, right?
Well, we do care a little bit. We're a little nosy. We want to know what that Carlisle group was up to that meant that they couldn't buy an NBA team. So if anybody has any intel, hit us up somehow. I don't think we have an email for the show, but let us.
1-800-ODDBALL.
Yeah.
So here's what happened, though, right? So Mark Laurie, Alex Rodriguez, they have until the end of the month to secure the financing or else the deal falls through. Well, guess what, Charlotte?
What?
In the time for us to record that episode, edit it, and put it out, they already found more financing. That's how rich people do. Rich people do things when they want to. Understand?
They just have, like, so many other rich people
around.
Can you imagine? I mean, I'm trying to buy something, mm-hmm. and I'm like, my $300 million deal fell through. And then in 24 hours, I'm like, oh, that's okay. I found another $300 million.
Some other banker was like, no, it's cool. I got it.
Yeah, don't take your wallet out.
No. Relax, right? So, Charlotte, mm-hmm. you've been doing some digging after we did a deep expose on the leadership team of the Carlisle Group who were rejected and out of here. They found a new company to get with, the
Dial Group.
Now, the soap?
Well, no, actually, because Carlisle mm-hmm. is spelled in this case
like Rick Carlisle, right?
I don't know how.
LISLE?
No, right? Absolutely not.
Oh, no.
CARLYLE.
Well, that's preposterous. So
a lot of, Y's and L's going on, okay. Which you'd say, why does that matter? It matters because Dial mm-hmm. Capital has now bought them. DYAL. So A-Rod is really good at getting hundreds of millions of dollars from groups that have Y's and L's in close proximity in their name. So I was like, what is the deal with mm-hmm. Dial Capital? I mean, Dial Capital, from a little bit of Googling, is one of those companies where you're like, is this even real? Oh, yeah. Like, I know it's real. It is real. This is a legitimate deal. I'm not questioning that.
I am.
Amin is. But it's one of those things where it's like you click to find out about Dial, and it takes you to a group called Blue Owl. And then you try to find out about Blue Owl, mm-hmm. and you end up on, like, number, like, I don't even. So here's the Wikipedia for Blue Owl Capital.
Okay.
In December 2020, it was announced that there would be a merger between Owl Rock Capital Group
okay.
and Dial Capital Partners.
That's my favorite genre of music, by the way, Owl Rock.
Owl Rock.
Has famous bands like The Who.
Stop it.
There it is, and it's gone, ladies and gentlemen.
Home run. I'm both angry that you said that and mad that I didn't think of it. Okay, anyway, then they merged with Altamar Acquisition Group to form Blue Owl, and then it was completed as Blue Owl, but then Blue Owl acquired Oak Street, and what I have taken away mm-hmm. is that a lot of investment firms, private equity, whatever this is, I don't know, I'm not a doctor,
okay.
they use, like, nature language. It's like Blue Owl,
yes.
Oak Road, yeah. Oak Street, like, you know, Seafoam Partners.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Like,
you want to start a private equity firm with me?
Yeah, I do. And what should we call it?
We got to have more L's and Y's, though, because that apparently is what attracts Alex Rodriguez, at least.
Okay, let me think for a second. What's a natural thing with an L in it?
Well,
it doesn't need a Y. We can change an I or an A.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
Anyway, so that's what's going on with the
Do we have any word on their leadership team? Any of
you know,
the
I haven't been able to find it because they've switched names so much that their website is all buried because they're on to us. They know what we're trying to do.
It's not real. That's just happening. It's not real.
It's like A-Rod's...
It's a shell company.
Imaginary
friend. This is all a shell game. This is no different than the guy out on 42nd Street with like three cards and he's doing it around and it's like, which one's the queen? Except they're doing it with hundreds of millions of dollars. That's it for Minnesota news, though, right? Okay, we can move on.
Oh, sorry. An employee was arrested, fired, or fired, then arrested for stealing a hard drive from his former boss who had demoted him because he was doing a bad job.
Felony third degree burglary. Okay, so
that's intense.
This is intense. And as someone who's worked in an NBA front office, like, I've worked for people that I legitimately hated. And... prayed for their downfall.
Who
right?
among us? Sorry.
But, like, I never felt like stealing anything. I never, like, going into... First of all, if you don't like somebody that you work with, one of two things is happening. Either they're incompetent or you're incompetent, right? In my case, I was lucky enough to know that they were incompetent. But their incompetence shone through so obviously that I didn't have to do anything. Like, I didn't have to, like, go steal anything.
Okay, you didn't steal anything. What did this guy steal?
His name is Somak Sarkar. He had served as a coaching analyst for the T-Wolves, right? And he's in custody awaiting a court hearing Thursday afternoon in Minnesota. This according to ESPN. Basically, what happened was Sachin Gupta, who's the executive VP, oversees the team's analytic department. He started under Daryl Morey in Houston, right? He was the creator of the trade machine on ESPN.com.
Oh, wow.
Yep, Sachin Gupta. Look it up. Right, so Sachin leaves his laptop in his office with a hard drive connected to it, right? Mm. On February 2nd, comes back February 5th, and apparently the hard drive is missing, right? When they go back and check surveillance, because there's cameras everywhere in an NBA front office, I don't know how this kid didn't know, so they found that Sarkar came by twice, including one time after looking to see if anybody could see him. So he literally did the... nobody's around, went in, and then came back out, right? That's the only person between February 2nd and February 5th who entered the office. They fired him immediately. They had a search warrant. The police went through and found several hard drives, a computer, and three tablets. And a second warrant revealed that one of the devices contained information from Gupta's hard drive. Now, this is the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
After forensic analysis, they had determined he had accessed more than 5,000 files and downloaded them onto another device. And in some of these files, people, you know, like the headline is NBA strategic information. There was Sachin Gupta's personal financial information.
No.
As part of it. Yes. So I'm like, to hell with, like, hey, what do we think the Jazz are going to do or whatever? You can't be looking into my Bank of America files, man. Like, what the hell? So
remember one of the best offseason stories was that the guy on the Knicks had taken proprietary information and taken it to the Raptors and the Knicks sued and everyone was sort of like, who cares? Like, it's basketball stuff.
It's not only basketball stuff.
And that he was already hired there.
But it was basketball stuff off of Synergy. Like, right. I have a Synergy subscription. I can, like, the things that he proprietarily sold.
Right.
This is different.
This guy, Sarkar, was like, I see what you did and I'm going to do it. I'm going to get more information than you did from my boss and I'm going to be really not sneaky about it. It astonishes me, Amin. So, when people who are not naturally sneaky try to pull off things like this because they lack the self-awareness to know that A, they're not sneaky and B, they're going to get caught.
When questioned by police, Sarkar said that as a member of the coaching staff, he had the hard drive to put some stuff on it, but forgot to return it.
That's my favorite quote. He had a hard drive to put some stuff on it.
Yeah. Which is, again, like, very, very rarely. I worked a long time ago. Hard drives were just starting to be a thing. But very rarely do you take stuff to put on a front office person's hard drive. Usually you just... we transferred or whatever.
Well, right. Have you heard of the cloud?
Yeah. Like the coaches, yes, because you're working with them daily. And so it's kind of like a back and forth thing. You would almost never do that with a front office member. But again, full disclosure, I worked 100 years ago when like everything was in black and white and stuff. So things might have changed in that regard. But again, the forensic evidence that he had accessed personal financial information is just absurd. Also, you know what? As a analytics department person or video coordinator person or whatever, You have a zillion hard drives. So if I want to give you something on a physical hard drive, again, no cloud, no WeTransfer, okay, I would just grab one of my random hard drives and give it to you and then grab it from you later. Like, hey, can I get that hard drive back once you've downloaded it?
Oh, you're saying you wouldn't steal your former boss's hard drive to put some stuff on it?
The complaint noted Sarkar had been transferred out of Gupta's department in August 2023 into the coaching staff because of poor job performance, as you mentioned earlier. According to his LinkedIn profile, Sarkar joined the T-Wolves in August of 2021 and previously worked in analytics-related roles at the Pelicans and, get this, the New York Knicks. Hmm. Boy, you sure don't know how to pick them, don't you? Now, look at here. Now, at Twang, the end of the last segment, that one, no coincidence.
I mean, I'm going to stop you right
there.
No,
he's listening to me.
This is not a Twang. This is a Baby Billy accent from Righteous Gemstones.
Look at here.
This isn't like a Southern accent. This is a very this is Walton Goggins, the actor, doing Baby Billy's voice.
All I'm trying to tell you is you don't mess with Luke Cornett, and that's on the word of Peyton Pritchard. You heard? Charlotte, you from up there, from yonder Boston. Tell us what happened.
Them Yankees up there.
Well, no, they them not Yankees. Yankees play in New York City.
Stop.
New York City. That's where them Yankees at. Charlotte. So, Charlotte, there was a kerfuffle, if you will, between the Celtics and the Bucks. Give us some details.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, here's what happened. Pat Bev shot a shot over our boy Luke Cornett.
Ah.
The tall, gangly, white gentleman from I don't know where, but now in Boston.
I would just say the player that if I had to pick one NBA player who could convincingly tell me, I'm Charlotte's older brother. I'm like, that guy. He looks like he's related
to
you.
He seems like a sweetheart, so I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Yes.
Thank you.
And also, slightly.
Also, if my brother were an NBA player, I'd be like, I don't care how you're doing. Like, also, he's playing for the Celtics. He's doing great. Anyway, so Pat Bev hits a shot over Luke Cornett, a floater, and then he runs down the court doing the too small.
Yeah.
Luke Cornett's pretty big, so that's an offensive thing to do. Peyton Pritchard, and I quote, it kind of lit a fire under me because he then erupted for 10 points in that quarter, which was the entire Bucks output of that quarter. And he opened a big lead. The Bucks eventually narrowed it. The Celtics hung on to the lead.
Mm-hmm.
They won. They have not lost to an Eastern Conference team at home, Amin.
Yeah, all season long.
All season long.
And we're almost done with the season, so that's pretty
Peyton Pritchard. Richard Pritchard up there in Boston, he was like, you are not going to mess with my guy.
Yeah, he said, quote, he dropped out clowning one of my teammates. So I definitely took it a little personally. My favorite part about this is Peyton Pritchard does not talk like that at all.
He doesn't.
But I in my mind, the name Pritchard for some reason inspires me to think.
100%. Yeah. Like, I see overalls, I see some straw.
Straw.
But the other thing that happened. With Pritchard is he took a rebound away from Brooke Lopez, who's a foot taller than he is. The crowd loved it. And Lopez pushed him away.
Yeah.
Which I think is like a badge of honor if you're Peyton Pritchard.
You've gotten under their skin for sure. Yeah.
Also, Pat Bev, if I were the Bucks, I'd be like, what are you doing?
When he does stuff like that, it always reminds me of like the kid who's like, gets into like, dangerous situations and informs the biggest, baddest person in there, my older brother's gonna kick your ass, right? And it's like, get him, older brother. And like, wait a second.
And the older brother's like, sorry, I'm not trying to get dragged into this.
In this case, the older brother's like, I'm not even playing tonight. Giannis sat out, right?
Yeah, so, but just hamstring strain.
The idea that like Pat Beverly would talk trash in a way that would clearly incite the opponent, but you don't have the wherewithal to match that incitement, right?
No. So, and Pat Bev was brought in midseason to help with defense, to help with the sort of toughness.
Mm-hmm.
And then he does stuff like this. It was interesting to me that at the very end of the game, Doc took Dame out and put Pat Bev in for one play
for defense purposes,
which I get.
Defensive purposes.
But I was also sort of like, at this point, I don't know, maybe just leave Dame in.
Next Thursday, this is what I want. We're going to do Bet the Show in a little bit. But we should have a bet by next Thursday, if the Celtics haven't lost a home game to an Eastern Conference team by then, that they won't lose one for the entirety of the season.
Great.
That's producers, take notes. All right?
Great. Should we bet the show?
Not yet.
Okay.
Have you ever wondered if Chet Holmgren might be a descendant of Abraham Lincoln? Or if a UFC fighter could beat an alien in a fight? You might have not, and that's okay. But Shea Serrano and Jason Concepcion from the Six Trophies podcast have. If you love basketball, and more importantly, if you love fun, you've got to listen to Six Trophies, where Shea and Jason serve up the biggest moments from around the NBA with their brand of unbridled joy, banter, and pop culture side quests. Each week, they hand out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities. Stuff like the Denzel Washington in Training Day trophy, given out to the player or team having the best week around the NBA. Or the Lauryn Hill you might win some ... but you just lost one trophy for the team or player that just can't get it together. Plus, a bunch more trophies for all the good, bad, or just plain head-scratching moments around the NBA. This playoff season, you'll want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for occurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
Domantas Sabonis.
Why'd you say it like an Adam Sandler character?
Because, you know, I mean, there's some days where you feel like your brain is just leaking out of your ears and you're doing your best.
Call those days that end in Y, Charlotte.
Anyway, okay. Domantas Sabonis last night had his 24th triple-double. The Kings are sixth in the West. Mm-hmm. Sabonis had 13 points, 17 rebounds, 10 assists. They beat the Raptors. Sabonis played fewer than 28 minutes, and he has recorded at least a double-double in 51 consecutive games. Mm-hmm. Mike Brown, coach of the Kings, he said that Sabonis deserves to be in the MVP conversation. He said it deserves MVP consideration, but for our purposes. Mm-hmm. He said it's a shame, but that's who he is about his not being in that conversation more. Mm-hmm. He's a walking triple-double machine. I say it's a shame because it should be celebrated a ton, but that's what he does. When he doesn't get a triple-double, you expect a double-double. He's getting one of the two, and that's why he should be in the conversation for MVP. There you go. So my question to you, Amin, is when I see this, I'm always sort of interested in, like, what is the move as a coach? Is the move to say, like, the way Michael Malone last year with the Nuggets just went on this tirade about you're not talking about us enough? Is that the move to say it's a shame to acknowledge the attention?
It's a shame that the attention does not acknowledge us, is what it is. This is a go-to move for NBA coaches, but particularly NBA coaches from smaller markets. It does two things. One, it endears yourself to your players. I'm sticking up for you. It's like getting a technical foul to rile the team up, right? I'm out here fighting for you guys. And it breeds that kind of trust and bond, right? But then the other thing is, it definitely panders to the home crowd, right? The idea, like, they don't care about us, blah, blah, blah. Like, these people get fired up over the idea that somehow, like, there is an evil Machiavellian scheme happening at the highest halls of power to make sure
keep us down.
So this is the same rhetoric that Mike Malone does, Mike Brown has done it, Rudy Gobert goes to this well often and beyond, obviously. So yes. Now, when it comes to Sabonis, I will say Mike Brown does have a little bit of a point, right? Okay. This guy is, I think, very underrated, underappreciated. Number one, he should have been an all-star. He wasn't, right? Number two, this guy leads the league in rebounds for the second straight year. He's second in total rebound percentage, if you like that sort of thing. So it's not just a counting stat thing. I think the most impressive thing is what Mike Brown said, is he leads the league in triple-doubles. I think if we took a poll of avid NBA fans and said, who leads the league in triple-doubles? The number one name we'd probably get is Jokic. The mm-hmm. number two name we'd get is Luka Doncic, mm-hmm. because they seem to have many high-profile triple-doubles. The reality is they both trail behind Domantas Sabonis. So on the one hand there, yes, he is definitely all-league caliber, right? And by the way, as a center, averaging 8-plus assists a game. That's incredible. I know yeah. Jokic makes it feel commonplace, but it's not.
Yeah.
Right?
Should he be in the conversation?
Ah, this is my favorite thing, right? Years and years ago, Zach Harper and I created this concept called the MVP conversation bar, which basically is every time people talk about he should be in the MVP conversation, our rebuttal is always, okay, so you're going to vote for him MVP?
Right.
Well, no, then shut up about this. It's such a stupid gamut.
Do you think anyone will vote for him for MVP?
No, I don't.
Why?
Because I think there are better players having better seasons on better teams. And that doesn't mean Sabonis isn't good, isn't great, isn't worthy of recognition of some sort. Mm-hmm. The MVP sort, probably not. But the reality is anyone who says he should be in the MVP conversation, if you are not saying I'm voting for him MVP or he's my MVP, mm-hmm. then you don't need to have this line. It's ridiculous, right?
Right.
So that's why we created this idea of the bar. And it's just like, well, you guys want to feel good about people being recognized? All right, we have a bar. In order to get in, you have to be in the MVP conversation. But once you're in the bar, there's a circle of people at which the center of it is someone who's talking. And the person who's talking is the person who's leading the MVP conversation. So this right. person, right now, people think might be MVP.
Yeah, we've explained this on the show.
We'll do it again. The closer you are to the center, the closer you are to being the MVP. There are people who are in the bar who are like on the periphery over here, like, hey, guys, what are you talking about over there? Right? So, like, that would be Sabonis. Like, oh, I'm in the bar. Great honor. Like, the bouncer let him in. But he's not dominating the conversation like a Shea Gilgeous-Alexander or a Jokic are.
Here's the thing, though. Mm-hmm. I think Mike Brown can say this because I think Mike Brown would vote for him.
Yeah. Oh, but no.
Like, for Mike Brown, but he's the only person in the bar.
Sure. So, even Mike Brown, he didn't say, that dude's the MVP of the league. He said, he should be in the MVP conversation. It's mm-hmm. the coward's way out. It's the mm-hmm. way of saying somebody should be calling him an MVP. I mean, I wouldn't call him MVP because I know there are better players. But somebody should be right. fooled into doing this.
Right.
No, man. If you think he's MVP, say he's MVP. I won't agree with you, although I agree he's a great player and should be getting a little bit more attention than he probably is.
All right, oddballs. You know what time it is. It's a Thursday. It's Bet the Show. Bet the Show is sponsored by DraftKings, and stay tuned because you'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show. DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Hell yeah.
So last Thursday's bet, I mean, things got a little bumpy mm-hmm. on the hashtag Ride with Thomas.
Flew too close to the sun.
We did. We
Icarus,
did.
Icarus, your wings are melting.
Taj Gibson has not been the rising Taj that we have needed. They lost both games on Friday and Sunday last weekend. But you know what? I don't really care because Taj got that end of the year, rest of the year contract, which was really what we were going for. The wager, though, I don't even remember this week.
You have to talk about the Jazz.
Oh, shit.
You got to talk about the Jazz.
All right. So I guess I got to talk about the Jazz for a segment coming up. Can I talk about Jazz Bear?
We'll pay it off at a later date.
Okay,
but
great.
Just know that you have to pay it
okay,
off.
Okay, fine. So the new bets this week.
Right.
I want to take them. Would you read them to me?
Let me give them to you.
I feel like, as a betting woman.
Law of averages. You lost one, you got to make one up now, well, right? That's how it works.
You'd think.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
I talk to my friends in Vegas all the time. I talk to people at DK.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, just yesterday, they were like, there's totally like a law of averages here. So if you lose, don't worry. You'll make it up on the back end. All right, here we go. Bet number one. Isaiah Thomas. Our friend Isaiah Thomas made his NBA return with the Suns last night in their 115-102 win over the Sixers. On his 10-day contract, he'll be available for at least the next 5 games.
Okay.
The bet is he'll help the Suns win at least 4 out of those 5.
4 out of 5.
Okay,
who are
so they
playing?
The games they're playing Hawks at home. They've got 2 in San Antonio against the Spurs. They're at Denver. And they're at OKC.
Mm.
So I think we can say 3 easy ones, 2 hard ones. Right.
Okay.
And
so
the two hard ones are on the road.
The two hard ones are pretty hard and they're not at home. Okay. Yeah. Can you read me the next bet? Well, I mean, what's the wager?
The wager is, are you willing to do a full show in IT mode? So they want you to wear a bald cap, headband, and jersey. If you win, you get to be the conductor of the latest hashtag Ride with Thomas.
So that sounds fun.
To Ride with Thomas from our Thomas to Isaiah Thomas. But if you lose, you'll make IT and Dan Le Batard very proud and happy.
All right, that wager isn't the worst I've heard, so I'm not hating this bet, but let me hear the next one.
All right, the next bet is way back in Summer League.
Oh, man.
I said that I think the Heat will make the playoffs this season. The Heat are currently in the seventh seed, so that means they're in the play-in, but they're only a half game back behind the Pacers for the sixth seed. The bet is the Heat will not finish in sixth or better and will be relegated to play in the play-in again. The SoFi play-in, by the way. Shout out to SoFi.
Hey.
Sponsors. Right? The wager. Are you willing to walk outside of Kaseya Center for a playoff game with a sign that says, I was wrong about Heat culture? Like a sandwich board, I'm guessing. If you win, you get to do whatever you want. Taunt Heat culture or not. If you lose, though, you wear something light and breezy because it's going to be hot carrying that sign around in about a month's time.
I don't want to get beat up outside Kaseya Center.
Oh, well, you wouldn't get beat up because if you're walking around with the sandwich board, it would say, I was wrong about Heat culture, meaning like, oh, wow, it's amazing.
I know, but people could take that and be like, oh, she was speaking badly about Heat culture at one point. Also, I like that first bet. I like that first bet. I'm going to say that, yes, the Suns will win 4 out of 5.
If they don't, though, do you know what jersey you're going to wear?
Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, you got an Isaiah Thomas jersey?
No.
Okay, well, we just get one then.
Yeah.
We'll get an Isaiah Thomas Suns jersey? Celtics jersey?
I feel like for the punishment to be accurate, it has to be Suns.
Okay.
But I would like a Celtics one.
You know what? We'll figure it out.
All right. I'll do the ball cap. There's no pride here. I lost... My dignity's been gone for a while.
If there's no dignity or pride, you'd shave your head and actually be true to it.
No, then I have a lot of dignity and there a lot of pride. Vain? Thanks for watching Oddball.
Thank you, people.
Thanks for watching Oddball.